From the recording to the broadcast studio, the latest from the local music industry. It's Soundcheck on OFM.
It's time for Soundcheck, and on today's show, we're catching up with a Joburg-born talent who's making serious waves in pop music. And after a two-year hiatus, Matthew Charles is back with a bold new single called Te Amo. I love the name. I love that single. You might, of course, remember his debut charting on the South African airwaves. And now he's back bigger and better than ever with a string of new music on the way. Matthew, welcome here to Soundcheck. How are you doing, my brother?
Hello, I'm very good, thanks to you. Thank you for having me.
Oh man, it's such a pleasure. Listen, let's kick off. It's been 2 years. Let's talk about this, since you've last released some music. What brought on the break and what's changed for you since then?
So it was actually a little bit of an academic reason. I was finishing my degree.
Uh-huh.
So that put a lot of strain on my time and being able to do music. I was still doing a lot of shows and sort of stuff like that, but in terms of releasing, I had to take like a little break. But I'm back in full force now. I'm not slowing down at all. I'm releasing a track every 3 weeks for the rest of the year. So I'm very excited.
Wait, before we get to that, I just want to, let's talk about Te Amo first. It's fresh, it's vibrant, it's got that global pop feel, which I absolutely love. What inspired the track?
Yeah, so this track was actually a phenomenal group effort. I worked with some crazy talented people, a producer, writer, Helena Bowie. It was actually his idea for the chorus. So we have sessions in my bedroom, actually, which is pretty cool. We literally record everything in my bedroom. We had a session the one day, and he played me just this idea on the guitar, just him and the guitar. And I was like, I love that. Let's work on that. So that's where the song sort of started. I love the sort of saying, I love you in Spanish, saying te amo, it almost... It's more sexy. It's a little bit more, majestic.
Yes.
And like, I don't know, it's more sincere, like means more, if it's in Spanish. So it came about like that. I worked with a lovely producer in LA, Matthew May, the writer out of Nashville, actually, Sophia Joel. So we all worked on this track. It was a lovely group effort. I'm super happy with the way it turned out. I'm so happy it's out in the world, finally.
Yes.
That's sort of how it all came about.
And now you're talking about collaborating with amazing people. You were also working with some exciting artists like Naomi Grace. How did those collaborations come about?
So Naomi Grace, I actually met at university. And we almost connected instantly because she was also a singer-songwriter, also trying to make it, releasing her own music. So that's really how that came about. So we'll have a sort of collaboration track out at the end of the year. So a little bit of exclusive information. We haven't announced that yet.
Well, you only hear it here on OFM Nights, baby.
damn straight.
Absolutely amazing. We're looking forward to that. Now, talking about that, your EP, What's On Your Mind, is on the way. And you're releasing, you just mentioned earlier on, new music every 3 weeks. That's ambitious. So what can fans expect from that rollout?
Honestly, it's a lot of different sounds, I must say. I mean, everything's sort of under the pop umbrella, but in every song, I'm sort of taking influences and inspirations from different places, if that makes any sense. So every song is actually going to be slightly different, which I love. So I'm very excited to release literally every track because everything is slightly different, and just see how, everyone reacts and how they engage with like what I'm talking about and the songs I'm releasing. So literally all the way until December, every 3 weeks.
So tell me, what would you want people to take out of this song when they listen to it for the first time?
I want them to think of that person that is almost their safe place, their comfort, and sing it to them. Because it's not really like a slow sort of, it's more the happiness, the upbeat, the I'm dancing at a club with you, almost sort of fun love song.
Okay, absolutely beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Well said. Listen, before I let you go, Matthew, where can people stream Te Amo and keep up with your journey? Any bookings, where can they book you? Spill the tea, baby.
Yes. So Te Amo, you can stream on absolutely anything and everything. Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon, YouTube Music, anything. It's on there. I'm on every single social media platform. If you just search Matthew Charles, I'll be there. Yeah, in my Instagram is all the information you need about me, about any upcoming shows, possible bookings. Everything is on there.
Listen, Matthew Charles, it has been absolutely amazing to chat to you today. And it's great to have you back, man. Of course, people can check out this new single, Te Amo, out now. Of course, available on all those streaming platforms, as Matthew mentioned. Thank you so much for your time, my brother. You're on Soundcheck.
Thank you so much for having me, man. It was awesome.
That was Soundcheck, the latest from the local music industry.